We have to run into our next amazing segment that I'm pretty excited for. And I think we have another person who's very excited for this too. We're joined by Colette in the studio for an album review. Colette, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. So tell us about the artist and album that you chose for this week.
So I chose to talk about Taylor Swift's re-recording of 1989, mm-hmm. Taylor's version. And I picked this because I feel like you can't talk about new music in 2023 without talking about Taylor Swift, because no other artist has re-recorded their work like this, like right. multiple albums back to back. And I just think she's making history and it needs to be talked about.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, she's been doing so much, but I mean, tell us a little bit more about this album, because it's a whole re-recording. So did she add any new songs, or was it just the original songs from the album?
She did all the original songs from the album, and then she did vault tracks. Like, ooh. She picked songs from the vault that she didn't release with the first album, and then released them with this one for us to listen to. Ooh, so it's like extra songs.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you think? Do you like the original songs, how they were back in the day when this album came out, or are you more of a fan of this re-recording?
For 1989 specifically, I'm definitely a fan of the re-recording.
Ooh, okay.
Rather than the original.
Right, because yeah. I feel like it's hard in music. Like, if you make a song and it goes viral, goes amazing, whatever, and then you try to redo it, it's almost like, how does it even compare? You
yeah.
know?
Right. And I feel like she keeps them exactly the same for the mm-hmm. most part. She keeps all of it on a certain track, and it just sounds really good. It just sounds like she re-recorded it. She didn't change much.
Gotcha. Awesome. Yeah. So did you have any like favorite standout moments from this album or favorite songs?
New Romantics is probably my favorite. It's been stuck in my head the whole time we've been on air.
it's just a really good song.
Yeah.
Love that. Any other standout moments, songs, anything like that?
So I really love the vault track, Is It Over Now, which is what we're playing next, I'm pretty sure, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
And it's such a good one. It's one of my favorites.
I love that. Well, without further ado, this is actually our fourth new song of the week, and for our album review, it's Miss Taylor Swift with Is It Over Now, right here on New Music Monday. Taylor Swift with Is It Over Now off of Taylor's 1989 album, which was our album review this week, and actually a new song for us this week on the station as well. Colette, what are some wrap-up moments about this album for you?
I just love a lot of the lyrics in all of these songs. I think they really hit close to home for some of them, and Taylor Swift just has a way of like saying certain things that are hard to put into words, if that makes sense. And I think that's right. super special and puts her apart from everybody else.
She is. She's a very good songwriter for sure. I mean, she's been leading the industry in that for years
100%.
Now, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that.